Hey, it's Kate Sparkle. Just about sparkling. I've been in London all day today at a cloud expo, but I need to digest everything that I learned today a bit more before I say anything about it in an audio bill or I'll waffle forever. But I was going to just wanted to follow up on the conference I went to last week, which was entirely different, although still that internet stuff. It was New Adventures in Web Design, which was held in Nottingham, and I really enjoyed it. It was the third one, and unfortunately that was the first one I've made it to, and it would seem that they're not going to do it again, so such is the way of the world. But anyway, I thought I would just share quickly kind of five top things that I learnt from the show. First of all, there was a guy from Apple who I think he said worked on the iPhone 3 development team. A really tight-knit team, and they were based in China when they were doing it, and his name was Tyler Mincy. And anyway, the most exciting thing that I thought took away from his presentation was this idea of appropriate tension. I have quite a feisty relationship with my long-time business partner, like 20 years long-time business partner, Roberto, and we bicker a lot, and it's never personal, and we've never taken it personally, and we're always striving to get a better answer, and we both kind of equally know that. Anyway, Tyler said that he was describing how his teams worked and how he kind of looks for that, and they gave it a very kind of American title. They called it appropriate tension. And it was basically saying that it's your job in a team to fight your corner until you think that the best solution has been achieved. And I think for years that's what I've been doing with Rob. Of course, he might disagree. The other really good presentation was from John Tan, who was talking about copy on a website and what's a really good way to develop typography and how to encourage people to read. And he discussed the difference between, he called it billboards and novels. When you want to disrupt somebody's attention and make them take note of something, so, you know, a headline or a call to action where you want people to do something, and how you would choose a font for that. And also just then when you want people to actually read the detail of what you've written, how to choose a font that enables the easiest flow of information. I thought it was really interesting that he did admit that really well laid out copy is actually no easier to read or quicker to read than really badly laid out copy. However, people perceive the well laid out copy to be a better experience. So therefore, if you want to portray your company in a really good light, it's kind of better to format the copy really well. Kind of good basic design principle, really. And then there was a guy called Seb who was just utterly barking mad. He creates these amazing, huge pixelated displays in code. And he was encouraging the designers, basically, to learn to code, which I kind of agree if you're doing some things, you know, an understanding of code is good. But I've really strongly believe, and for always really, that you can have people who are really great at hardcore coding and people who are really great at visual design, and then you have some people who are really great at marrying those things together. And in an ideal team, in an ideal world, you'd actually have three people on a web development team, one to do the style and the visuals, one to hard code it, and one to kind of do the middle bit. And I still stick by that, and I didn't really agree with him that, you know, we should have more, you know, people in the middle who can do more or less the whole job themselves. Then there was a lovely talk from a girl called Stephanie, who I'm going to talk about. I'm going to do another follow-up. I'll do a part two in a minute because I'm going to run out of time.